Stressed out Californians are ready to recall anyone and everyone they don't like, and the recall of Governor Newsom is not the only politician in the spotlight. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Politico California Playbook reporter Jeremy White. Thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
It's a pleasure.
So besides Gavin Newsom, which other elected officials are being targeted with recall efforts right now?
I don't know if I have the time to tell you all of them, because we would never get to anything else. But suffice it to say, from district attorneys in big cities like LA and San Francisco to school board members to county supervisors in rural Northern California, all over the country, all over California, we see a lot of efforts to recall elected officials. Now, it's still an open question as to whether most of these even qualify for the ballot, much less go before voters. But I think it's still a pretty telling gauge of the mood of where voters are.
So why are people pursuing recall campaigns right now?
Well, I think that's something that should probably be pretty obvious. Folks are frustrated. They've been cooped up inside for a year and missing out on various opportunities. And in that time, they have seen in a lot of cases what they see as the failings of government, whether that's schools remaining closed, excessive restrictions, what have you. The recall efforts against the district attorneys in Los Angeles and San Francisco are a little less COVID related, but I think they're still part of this sort of broader dissatisfaction that you see out there. And I think there's no question the pandemic has exacerbated it. And I think it's fair to say that the seemingly successful effort to put a Gavin Newsom recall on the ballot has probably motivated some folks to take a shot at different levels of government.
Right. And hearing that word recall over and over again in the news, I'm sure, is putting it as at front of mind awareness kind of a thing. So what is sort of the biggest issue that spurs voters to seek recall elections?
I think it varies, but I really do think the coronavirus restrictions are driving a lot of these. And I think sort of the most potent issue that I have seen in terms of getting not just conservative voters to pursue recalls, but even independents and Democrats, I think those school closures are such a unifying source of frustration, whether you are a liberal parent in Berkeley or a conservative parent in Modoc County, although I think their schools are back. Point being, your kids being stuck at home and not getting in-person learning is something that is just being felt across the state. I think that's really been something that's fueled the Gavin Newsom recall. It's something that you're seeing parents in the Bay Area trying to recall some San Francisco school board members who infamously sort of worked to rename schools while they were still closed. So I think the pandemic restrictions in general are really driving this discontent, and I think the schools are just really killer.
And is the recall being used by certain groups or political parties, or is it really just across the board?
It seems to be across the board. You know, there are some folks who I think are more partisans who are taking advantage of the situation. There's an outfit down in San Diego run by former San Diego City Councilman Carl DeMaio that has helped out some of these groups. Carl DeMaio is a pretty transparently conservative Republican. But I wouldn't say that this is sort of all being driven by parties, by political parties. I think it really is more something that's coming from the citizen level. Now, once it reaches a certain point, the California Republican Party and the National Republican Party are, of course, now promoting the Gavin Newsom recall. But they were not the initial drivers of it. That one and many others were really sort of spearheaded by frustrated citizens. And then at a certain point, maybe some of these institutional players get behind them. But I don't think they are the originators of most of these.
Now, California has had the ability to recall our electeds for quite some time. But how successful are recall efforts historically in the state?
Generally not very successful. Gray Davis was the only governor to be successfully recalled back in 2003. Gavin Newsom will be just the second to actually face a recall campaign. Whether he actually gets recalled is another matter. And I believe it's only a half dozen elected officials, lawmakers, who have actually successfully been recalled. So the number of recalls that have made the ballot has picked up in the last couple of decades. So it's something that has become more common. Some folks think that's sort of, as we mentioned before, people saw that the Gray Davis recall was successful and that maybe opened some people's eyes to this possibility. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, even though the California Constitution allows for it and sets a fairly low bar, we haven't seen many recalls make the ballot, much less succeed over the years.
And why don't people just wait for the next election cycle?
That's a great question. And that's something that I heard from a lot of elected officials, you know, who would say, well, let's just wait for the regularly scheduled election. There's no need to preempt the process. I think people have lost faith in their elected officials in some of these cases. And for them, it's not fully about even getting new representation. I think it's about sending a message that the current representation has failed. And I think there's nothing quite like qualifying a recall to send that message to an elected official.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
That is Politico California Playbook reporter Jeremy White.